सिख क्या तेरा भगवत गीता सुने विकल्प जी सिख क्या सिख क्या क्या इन साइंस द प्रोसेस ऑफ योगा यू हैव हार्ड मेनी टाइम्स द योगा सिस्टम द योगा सिस्टम इज अप्रूव by Bhagavad Gita. But the system of yoga as described in the Bhagavad Gita, it is specially meant for purifying your status. Karma Suddhasya Vijita Atmana. Karma Suddhasya Vijita Atmana. To control the senses and to purify the process of war. That is the purpose of yoga. Yoga means to purify the process of our activities and to control the senses. Sri Bhagavan Upasana. Bhagavan the other day, we have explained, Queen Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the last word of the Absolute Truth. The Absolute Truth is realized in three phases. Impersonal Brahma, localized, Paramatma Super Soul, and ultimately as the Supreme Personality of God. Ultimately, Bhagavan, or the Supreme Absolute Truth, is first, and secondarily, He is all-pervading Super Soul, and the Brahma Jyoti effulgent. So here it is said, see, Bhagavan was. Bhagavan means the proprietor of everything and all powerful, all he has got all the all famous. Nobody can be more famous than God, and all beautiful. And full of knowledge and full of renunciation. Full of opulence, at the same time full of renunciation. Here, in the material world, you find if a rich man has got great opulence, he is not liking to give it up. He is not like, he does not like to renounce. But in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you will find full of all opulence, but at the same time, full of renunciation. The sixth qualification. Proprietor of all opulence, all famous, all strength, all beauty, all knowledge, and all renunciation. Anywhere you find all these six qualifications in full, he is the Supreme Personality of God. So here it is said, Sri Bhagavan was, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is speaking. He is speaking means, he is speaking with all knowledge. His knowledge has no flaw. Our knowledge has many, so many flaws. We commit mistakes. We are illusions. Sometimes we speak something and at our heart there is something else. That means we see. And our experience all imperfect because our senses are imperfect. Therefore, I cannot give anything to you. Oh, if you ask me, Swamiji, then what you are speaking? I am speaking simply what the Supreme Personality Godhead has said. I am just repeating the same words. Just don't think that I am speaking. I am simply an instrument. Real speaker is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is without and within. So what does he say? He says, anāsthitam, anāsthita karma phalam, kārjam karma karoti ya, sa sanyasi, sa yogi cha, na nidagni, na chakriya. Anāsthita. Anāsthita means without any shelter. Karma phalam. Everyone is working, expecting some result. Whatever you do, what? You expect some result. Here, Bhagavan says, the Supreme Personality Godhead says, that anyone who works without any shelter of the result, he works. Then, if he does not expect any result, then why does he work? Unless, suppose, I ask somebody to work this way, then he will expect something, some result, some remuneration, some reward, or some salary. That is the way of working here. But Krishna prescribes the anāsthita karma phalam. One who works without any expectation of result or reward, then why does he work? Kārjam, it is my gift. It is my gift. Not with a result, but as duty. I am duty-bound to do this. Kārjam karma karoti ca, in such a way, if somebody works, sa-sanyāsi, he is actually in the renounced order of life. There are four stages of life according to Vedic culture. We have many times explained to you that brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyasi. Brahmachari means student life, to be trained up in spiritual understanding, Krishna consciousness, fully trained up, he is called brahmachari. Then, after full training, he accepts wife, he gets himself married, and leaves his family and children, that is called grihastha. Then, after 50 years, he leaves the children alone and gets out of home, accompanied by his wife, and travels in a holy place, that is called vanaprastha, retired life. And at last, he gives her his wife to the care of his children, grown-up children, and he remains alone. And that is called sannyas, a renowned order of life. So these four orders of life, there are. Now Krishna says that simply renouncement is not all. Simply renouncement is not all. There must be some duty. Kārjam. Kārjam means it is my duty. Now what is that duty? He has renounced the family life. He has no more botheration how to maintain his wife and children. Then what is his duty? That duty is very responsible duty. To work for Krishna. Kārjam. Kārjam means it is the real duty. There are two kinds of duties in our life. One duty is to serve the illusion, and the another duty is to serve the reality. when you start the reality, that is called real sannyas. And when we start the illusion, that is called maya. Now, either to start the reality or to start the illusion, I am in such a position that I have to serve. My position is not to become the master, but to become the servant. That is my constitution. Everyone in this material world is a servant. Nobody is master. One thinks that I am the master, but he is actually servant. Suppose if you have got your family, if you are thinking that you are the master of your wife, of your children, of your servant, of your business, that is false. You are the servant of your wife, you are the servant of your children, you are the servant of your servant. That is your real position. Any case, he says, the president, he is considered to be master of your country, but actually he is the servant of your country. So if you go on arising that our position is always servant, so either we shall become the servant of illusion or we shall have to become the servant of God. But if we remain the servant of illusion, then our life is wasted. Everyone is servant of illusion. He is servant of nobody, but servant of illusion. He is expecting some profit. For serving, he is expecting some profit. But that profit is transient and illusion. Therefore, he is servant of illusion. And when a person becomes to his real senses, transcendental senses, or jnana, when he becomes actually the person in knowledge, then he becomes the servant of the reality. Because I am servant always, this way or that way. So knowledge means, then why shall I serve the unreal illusion? Let me serve the reality. If my business is to serve and nothing to be, never to be master, always to serve, then why I shall serve the illusion? Let me serve the reality. That sense is called knowledge. So anasthita karma phalam, sannyas, renounce order of life means one who is in perfect knowledge. He can take sannyasa. Otherwise, if he takes all of a sudden the renounced order of life, he will create misery for himself and misery for others. In full knowledge, that sannyasa. So here, how that full knowledge is exhibited after sannyasa, that is explained here by the Supreme Personality of God. What is that? Karjam. It is my duty to become Krishna conscious and to serve the cause of Krishna. Oh, that is my duty. That is my real duty. When we come to this knowledge, then we become Mahatma as the great soul. Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudullah. You'll find in the Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam Janmanam Ante, Jnanavan Maam Prabhadna. After many, many births, when a person, when a soul is perfectly elevated to the platform of real knowledge, transcendental knowledge, then what does he do? He surrenders unto me, Krishna says, he surrenders unto me. But why? The Vasudeva Sarvamiti, you are everything, Vasudeva. Vasudeva means Krishna. This is Krishna talking. But Krishna says, such, so Mahatma Sudullava, such great soul, is very scarce, really hard. But any intelligent person, if he understands this philosophy, that my ultimate goal of life is to surrender unto Krishna, why not surrender immediately? Why shall I wait? Bhavanam janmanam ante. Why shall I wait for so many births? So that stage is called real sannyas. Tarjam. Tarjam means it is my duty. I am not forced, but voluntarily, out of love, transcendental love. Just like mother serves this child out of love. There is no question of salary or remuneration. The mother loves his child. Similarly, he can love the Supreme Lord in many ways. He can love the Supreme Lord as master. He can love the Supreme Lord as friend. He can love the Supreme Lord as child. He can love the Supreme Lord as your husband. Anyway, there are five different rasas or sumas in which we are eternally related to the Supreme Lord. And when we are actually in the liberated state of our knowledge, we can understand that our relationship to the Lord is in this way. That is called Sarup Siddhi. That is real self-realization. That is real self-realization. Everyone has an eternal relationship with the Lord, either in the conception of master and servant, or in the conception of friend and friend, or in the conception of parents and the child, or in the conception of husband and wife, or in the conception of paramour and lover, and beloved. So, these relationships are there eternal. Now, the whole process of spiritual realization is to come to this stage, transcendental stage. This relationship with the Supreme Lord is perversely reflected in this material world. And therefore, we have got this relationship here, master and servant. But because it is perverted, therefore that relationship is not master and servant. That relationship is with the money and the benefits. There is no love. There is no love. Here, in this material world, the master and the servant, that relationship continues so long the master is able to pay the servant. As soon as the payment is stopped, the relationship of master and servant also stops. Therefore, that is not eternal. Come on. Sit down. That is not eternal. Similarly, here also, there is relationship between friend and friend. But in slight difference of opinion, the friendship breaks. The friend becomes enemy. Therefore, it is perverted reflection. Similarly, the relationship between relationship between mother and son, a slight difference of opinion breaks the relationship, and the son becomes out of the relationship of mother. Mother becomes out of it. Everywhere, husband and wife, a slight difference of opinion, there is divorce, separation. So no relationship here in this material world is actual. Always remember that all relationship in this material world is perverted reflection of that relationship which we have got eternally with the Supreme Personality of God. It is simply reflected, just like the sun shines and sometimes reflected in the glass, and that reflection comes to in my apartment, at 6 o'clock, the sunshine comes from the eastern side. Then in the evening, the sunshine cannot come from the eastern side. The sunshine comes from the western side. But it is coming because it is reflected through the glass in the opposite house. This is the idea of reflection. That reflection of the sunshine is not real. But it appears just like sunshine. Similarly, all our relationships here, either as master and servant, or as friend and friend, or as parents and child, or as husband and wife, or as lover and the beloved, any relationship, whatever we see here, that is the first reflection of our eternal relationship with God. So, when we come to that and the platform of understanding, then we are perfectly knowledge. So when that knowledge comes, here it is stated, he said, the service of the Lord, Krishna consciousness, Tarjam, Tarjam means it is my duty. Because I have got my eternal love relationship with Krishna. There is no question of remuneration. Of course, remuneration is there, 1,000 times more than what remuneration we get here by rendering our service. Krishna, 1,000 times, not 1,000 times, there is no limit. There is a nice story of a great devotee, Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj was a very powerful king, and he conquered over the heavenly planet. So, the denizens of the heavenly planet, they appealed to the Supreme Lord to save them, that we are now conquered by the demonic king, Bali Maharaj. So, Bali Maharaj and Krishna took the shape of a dwarf and went to Bali Maharaj for begging as a Brahmin boy. And he approached him, Bali Maharaj, I want something from you. You are a great king. You give in charity to the Brahmin. So, I want something from you. The Bali Maharaj said, yes, I shall give you what you want. Now I want land of three, in the measurement of my soul, three soul measurements. That. So he was a boy, his soul was not very long. The Bali Maharaj said, what he'll do is a small piece of land. He said, yes, that will suffice me. If you promise this tree, measurement of my 3 palms, land, that will suffice. Then Bali Maharaj agreed, and by his true measurement of the palm, he covered the whole universe. Then he is asking, Bali Maharaj, now whatever you got, now it is finished by 2 feet, by 2 measurements of my palm. Now where I am going to keep my third one? Then Bali Maharaj understood that it is a favor of the Supreme Lord. He said, my dear Lord, yes, I have now lost everything, I have no other property, but I have got my head. Please kindly keep it. So, the Lord was very much pleased on him, and he offered, Bali Maharaj, then what do you want from me? No, I never expected anything from you. I could understand. He wanted from me everything. So I have offered my everything that is finished. Then Lord said, yes, but from my side, I have done something to offer you, and I shall remain as your order carrier servant in your goal. So he remains always, just like we are sitting here, there may be some doorman. He is Lord became his doorman. So that is the return. If he offers something to Lord, that is rewarded in many millions of times. So we should not expect. The Lord is always serious to return the service of the servant, of his devotee. So there are many devotees. This devotee, Bali Maharaj, is surrendered everything for the service of the Lord. So he became a famous king. Sarvatma sapane abhavad bali vayyati. So now, anyone who thinks that service of Krishna, a service of the Lord, is my duty, he is a man in perfect knowledge. Sa-sanyasi. Sa-sanyasi ka yogi. And is actually yogi. We have heard the names of so many yogis. But here, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, he is actual yogi. Who has surrendered himself fully unto me, and he is engaged in my service as a matter of duty. That's it. Sa-sanyasi sa yogita. Na niragni na kakriya. Na niragni. Niragni means those who have left home in the Varnasam Dharma. He is a householder. He has to perform daily yoga. So there is fire. Fire. He is still fine in the party. He is a fire worshiper. So this fire worship is recommended in Vedic literature. So grihasthas or the householders, they are expected to offer, sacrifice in the fire daily. Ja sannyasam iti prahu yogam tad vidhi pandava na jasam natsa sankalpa yogi bhavati tasya. That is very important point. Ja sannyasam iti prahu. Lord Sri Krishna in a steps of yoga, that whatever is known as sannyas, renounce order of life, that is also yoga. Yoga system and sannyas is there is no difference. Because everything on the yoga system, the Bhagavad Gita is also known as yoga system. You'll find here three kinds of yoga. Karma yoga, jnana yoga and bhakti yoga. So, just like you have got a staircase, to rise up to the fifth or tenth floor, or more than that, the whole staircase or the lift service is called yoga. Now, somebody may be in the fifth floor, somebody may be in the tenth floor, somebody may be on the 50th floor, but the same lift service is going. So you check the lift service as the yoga, connection between the highest story to the ground. Anyone who has elevated himself to a certain platform, someone is called karma yogi, someone is called jnana yogi, someone is called dhyana yogi, someone is called bhakti yogi. So there are different kinds of yoga in this conception. Otherwise, the lip service, yoga service is the same. It is the difference is between the elevation point. So similarly, jan sannyasam iti prahu yogam tam vidhi pandava. O Arjuna, pandava means the son of Pandu, Arjuna. You can understand that what is sannyas and what is yoga, they are the same principle. They are the same principle. How? Na dhasam nascha sankalpa yogi bhavati kastam. Because without being freed from desire of sense gratification, nobody can become either a yogi or a sannyasi. Everyone is trying to have some profit out of his activity. There are many yogis, they perform yoga system, achieve yoga system for some profit. But that is not the idea of yoga system. Everything should be engaged in the service of the Lord. Everything. Whatever we do, either as ordinary worker, or as sannyasi, or as yogi, or as jnani, all our energy should be directed with Krishna consciousness. That is real sannyasi, that is real yoga. Arudukham nidyogam karma karana uchyate. Those who are just stepping on the staircase of the yoga system, for them, karma karana uchyate, they must work. In the beginning, nobody should stop working. That's right. You'll find in the Bhagavad Gita that Krishna requesting Arjuna to become a yogi, but he never asked him to cease from the fight. How one can become a yogi at the same time remain a fighter? That a practical example, you see. Krishna is asking Arjuna, tasmād yogi bhava Arjuna. My dear Arjuna, therefore he become a yogi. But he, at the same time, he is asking to fight. And now we know the yogi sits down at a place and meditates and concentrates his mind and controls his senses. How is that? He is fighting at the same time yogi. This is the mystery of Bhagavad Gita. He can remain a fighting man, at the same time the highest yogi, highest sannyasi. How? In Krishna consciousness. You have to fight for Krishna, that's all. That is the secret. That is the secret. If you fight for Krishna, if you fight for work, fight for work for Krishna, if you eat for Krishna, if you sleep for Krishna, if you do everything for Krishna, then you are the yogi, you are the sannyasi, and you are healthy. That is the secret of Bhagavad Gita. It is a practical example, you see, that Arjuna is asked, tasmād yogi bhava Arjuna. And there, now you will find in this chapter, Krishna will instruct Arjuna how to become a dhyana yogi. That is, meditation, yogi, in meditation. He will ask Arjuna in this chapter. And he will find, Arjuna will say, my dear Krishna, it is impossible for me. It is impossible for me. The system which is a domain for meditation is not possible for me. And actually also, although the instruction of yoga system is offered to Krishna in very full detail, he'll never find in the history of Arjuna's life that ever become a meditator. Ever. Then how he became the most perfect yogi? That is that I will find in the, at the end of this chapter, that one who is always thinking of Krishna. Yogi nāvati sarvesāṁ madgata antarātmanā sadhyāvān bhajati jūmāṁ samedhittatamomatahāṁ. Krishna, when he saw that Arjuna, he declined. Then he said, my dear Krishna, my dear Arjuna, you are the highest yogi. You are the topmost yogi. Why? Because you are always thinking of me. You have no other business than to think of me. This is the yoga system, this is the sannyasa system, this is the jnana system, all perfection of jnana, yoga, dhyana, and whatever, sacrifice, charity, and penance, all the recommended activities for spiritual realization ends in Krishna consciousness. So if you directly become Krishna conscious, then you are yogi, sannyasi and everything, as it is stated here. Sa sannyasi sa yogi sa. He is sannyasi, he is yogi and he is everything. So this simple method to become Krishna conscious is the highest perfection of life. That's what this society established for Krishna consciousness. And the techniques are there in the Bhagavad Gita and there are Srimad Bhagavatam. Just try to accept this principle of life as your this human form of life will be successful and perfect by Krishna consciousness. So Arukha Muni Jugam Karma Karana Muchyate, those who are in the preliminary state, they should always work for Krishna. Always they must find out, always some duty. What is there to work now for Krishna consciousness? Karma Karana Muchyate. They should not remain idle for a second. Always find out some duty. That is meditation. How I shall work for Krishna? Arukhamune yogam karma karana muchyate, yogarudastha tattva sama karana muchyate. And when one is advanced in perfect stage of that Krishna consciousness, then he may not physically work, but because within himself he is always working for Krishna. Sama karana muchyate. So in the beginning, just like small boys and children, they are always 24 hours engaged in the schooling. Otherwise, they will fall. So similarly, those who are in the preliminary stage of Krishna consciousness, they should always engage themselves in the work. There are varieties of work. Now, those who are actually working with our society, they practically do not find any time, any way. There are so many work. They cannot finish. Day and night we have got work for Krishna consciousness. And we are happy to execute such work. And the students who are working with us, cooperating, they are also happy. You'll find happiness. If you chant Hare Krishna 24 hours, you'll never get tired. And that is it. You'll never get tired. And any other material thing, if you chant or if you repeat three times, you'll get tired. It's a practical thing. But if you go on chanting Hare Krishna 24 hours, you'll never get tired. So if you engage yourself in the activity of Krishna consciousness, you'll never get tired. Because you're acting on the spiritual platform. Spiritual platform is absolute. The material planet platform is different. If you work very hard, then you get tired. So, these are the understanding of spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness. Now, here it is very clearly explained. Jadahi nendriyatyesu na karmasu anusajjate sarva sankalpa sanyasi yogarhurastatasyate. When one becomes first class yogi, or when one is considered to be elevated in the highest yogic platform, or sannyas platform, that jada, at that time, when, now in the last case, a person works not for sense gratification, that's all. Everyone works for sense gratification. In the material world, everyone is working for sense gratification. Everyone works here to get some reward, some remuneration for wages, and that is utilized for sense gratification. Now here it is said, yogarura. When one is perfect yogi, that is explained here, that jadahi na indriyarthesu, when one does not work for sense gratification, na karmasu anusajjate, he does not engage himself in the war simply for sense gratification. And sarva sankalpa sanyasi, and he has no desire to get any fruit. because he desires seeing Krishna is already there. So he has no other vision. Sarva sankalpa sannyasi yoga rula sarucchate. At that time he considered he will be situated in the perfect stage.